I'm very happy now to welcome to the program Ulla Peterson. She is the founder and director of the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary. It's elder care and hospice for dogs, horses, and poultry. And they are having their open house this coming weekend, Saturday and Sunday, May 7th and 8th. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you so much, Mayor Charlotte.
It's good to have you back. Every year or two, we talk about all the amazing work you're doing there and all of these animals that you take care of in this wonderful space. I mean, if I were old, I'd like to come as one of your pets.
Thank you. We'd love to have you, too.
Except I'm not a dog or a horse. But you bring all these unadoptable animals in, and not only do you care for them, but you really show other people how to care for elderly pets and how to think about them.
Yeah. And that's part of our mission. It's twofold: to care for the animals that we can have on the property, and we have about 20 very old dogs. We have 3 very old horses, and we have poultry at all ages, and the oldest one is 19 now, one of our turkeys.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. We have an ecologically sound environment and no toxins or pesticides. And then the other part of our mission is really to go beyond our fences and into the community and really help inspire people to make changes in, you know, our cultural norms and, or, you know, so often anyway, that a lot of people have such difficulties dealing with aging and anything that has to do with that, and certainly their pets also. So we try and help people really keep their senior animals in their homes. So the idea is not that we can just take in any old animals, because we are very limited with space and resources, but to really help those animals stay in their homes and stay with their families, and for the families to really learn, too, the joy and the satisfaction and the accomplishment, really, in our own development of caring for senior animals and, you know, maybe family members, too, that come into the same category.
Yeah, I mean, thinking of your pets as family
members,
and when they get old, caring for them as you would for your own mother, father, or uncle, or really any sick person of any age.
Yes, absolutely.
So this weekend, you're going to have a number of workshops, which I think are very interesting. Kristen Kester is going to be talking about helping traumatized pets.
Yeah.
She's a craniosacral practitioner, a body worker, and when animals are traumatized, and of course a lot of people who adopt animals from shelters or from whatever situation, they're dealing with traumatized animals. That's why they got into the shelter in the first place. They've got some real problems.
Yeah, or their situations have been problematic, and now it shows in the animals, and often they are, it's part of why they're unadoptable, except right now, of course, we're talking about the senior animals. Most of those that come to us, and they come from the shelters or just off the road or wherever, they have been mostly discarded. They have all kinds of traumas. It can be from light to very, very severe. And Kristen is going to come out and help us with that and really help people also understand and evaluate what that means and how they can best adjust their homes around that and work with the situation with their traumatized pets. And it could be anything from really abuse. Sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it's unintentional. Very chaotic households, very chaotic situations. They could have been on chains their whole lives.
Yeah, out in the sun.
Yeah.
Restrained,
Mm-hmm.
And does she show people how to do body work and physical stuff with them?
She does. Of course, this is a short session of an hour, but she will give people specific things that they can take home and practice. You know, some specific ways of maybe holding, of approaching, of being with, so that people get more awareness of how to be a safe guardian for their animals when they're traumatized.
And that's at 1 o'clock on Saturday. And then at 2:30, there's a session on acupuncture for the senior dog with Audrey Shannon, who is a veterinarian. And then on Sunday, there at 1 o'clock, Sunday the 8th of May, there's a discussion with Marianne Shadler, who is a veterinarian, called Lumps and Bumps, which I think is very interesting because I've got a 12-year-old terrier who has all kinds of lumps and bumps, and I keep taking her to the vet. And they're all just normal things that are not problematic, and you have to, you worry about them, and you think, oh my goodness, she's a lumpy dog, but they're just manifestations of age, pretty much.
Yeah, and it's certainly something that should be paid attention to. You know, it's not something that should be ignored. But there are a number of different aspects of it that really should be discussed with your veterinarian, the pros and cons of leaving them on, the pros and cons of taking them off, because there's pros and cons to both situations, and then evaluate which one is the most beneficial for your situation.
And then there's a chiropractic session at 2:30 with Dr. Sherry Gaber.
Yes.
Chiropractic care for the senior dog. And I would imagine that a lot of dogs do eventually get little spinal problems of one kind or another, particularly the long back dogs.
Yeah, and hip problems, and many are kind of genetic because of breeding and so forth. And Sherry is really fantastic. She is so dynamic, and she talks about chiropractic. She is very, very knowledgeable and experienced and loves dogs. And she has done marvels for some of our senior dogs, our little dachshunds, for instance, that can now walk, that couldn't walk before because
Amazing.
Of problems. Also, that chiropractic, I used to be under the impression that chiropractic care was something you did for bones only, like cracking and so forth. But it really affects everything, your organs, your liver, your skin, your allergy problems maybe, and so forth. And so it's a much bigger field than I had ever imagined. So I have learned a lot from that.
It's the spring open house at Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary, which is, it's I guess south of Lone Butte. It's on Highway 14, 3749A, Highway 14 here in Santa Fe. The telephone number down there is 471-5366 and kindredspiritsnm.org. The spring open house is also a collective birthday party for all the dogs, and people can sign a big, big birthday card for the dogs. And let's just very briefly remind people, I mean, tell people that you have also coming up some other workshops that are for people and their pets.
Yeah. We have two here this spring. There is one on May the 28th. That's a Saturday with first aid for senior dogs with Dr. Marianne Schadler, our veterinarian. And we have one on June the 11th. That's a Saturday. That is on nutrition and especially addressing ways of working with the inflammatory process and vaccinations. And that's with Laura Moore of Critters and Me. And both of them are from 10 to 1. There is a fee for $35. And please register early because they tend to get really full.
Ola Peterson, do you have any particular animals? We had that wonderful dog, Salvador, who was the old pit bull who finally passed away, who I'm sure is missed by you and so many others. Any other animals that you want to mention on the air?
Yeah. Well, we have several new new resident animals. We have a new senior horse. His name is Partner. He has had quite a rough life. Come out and meet him. We have a little pug that came from the Santa Fe Animal Shelter last year. Very, very seriously abused and so forth. His name is Oscar.
Ola Peterson, it's time to go. Thank you so much for being with us, and we'll see you at the Kindred Spirits Animal Sanctuary May 7th and 8th, Saturday and Sunday.
Thank you, and Mary Charlotte, thank you for giving a voice to the animals.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte. We're streaming live on the web at ksfr.org, podcasting at santafe.radiocafe.org, thanks to Dotfoil Computer Services. You can subscribe to the show on iTunes. You can find us at facebook.com/radiocafe, and my email address is radiocafe@ksfr.org. Stay tuned for the BBC, then local news, then jazz.